I think the idea of whether he is qualified or not is always a political decision. So I would stick by my second part of my statement, which is the fact that he is definitely bad for Libya. He's bad for Libya because he's going to bring back, if he were allowed to run, the same form of dictatorship and fake propaganda that his father used to control Libya for a good 40 years. So as far as I'm concerned, I think this is very good for Libya. And in a sense, I think that there's definitely also a problem that disqualifying him may not necessarily create peace, because there are people who really want him there. Very specific, you know, segments of the Libyan population and very specific tribes. So, you know, it is definitely a wise political decision. Whether it's going to bring about stability or not is something that we have to wait and see.
We have this Khalifa Haftar is also running. What do you make of that?
He's equally problematic because, in a sense, again, he represents very specific factions of eastern Libya. He's been supported mainly by Egypt, opposed by Turkey. Libya, unfortunately, is basically fighting ring in which many countries have used it, sometimes even legitimately, as a mechanism to defend their own borders or to spread very specific ideologies, imperial and otherwise. And in a sense, Haftar's history does not necessarily qualify him to continue to be considered. If Gaddafi's son was removed because he was Gaddafi's son and because of the previous aspects of the regime and because he was also wanted for crimes against humanity, I think the same applies, although not exactly for the same reasons, to Haftar, because in the end, assuming that he wins, which I doubt very much, that it will not bring about any kind of peace or stability in Libya. So in my opinion, actually, both are not necessarily good for Libya, and it would be good to see that both of them are not really being considered seriously.
We just heard Wednesday that the acting prime minister, I think his name is Mr. Abdul Hamid, has also announced he's running.
Yes, and I actually think that the more people of this sort who would run, the better. Although at the end, and as I told you before, I don't necessarily have that much expectation because in the first place, running a clean, really free democratic election in Libya under the current condition is not necessarily something that will happen easily. And assuming that it happens, the number of parties and tribes and even regions in Libya that would contest the result is still very, very high. It is, unfortunately, a formula that exists everywhere in the world right now where democracy is under threat and, in a sense, elections are not necessarily, the results of elections are not necessarily respected by those who lose. One can use the United States as an example. And as such, I absolutely expect that whatever the result of the Libyan election will be, it would be the same kind of stalemate that we have in other countries today about contesting the value of elections in the first place.
Professor, it's so nice to talk with you always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, James.